It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni, just back from the South. So, hi, Andy. What are we looking at right now as far as taking a peek at the Red Sox?
Well, the Red Sox are kind of meandering through spring training at this point with a record of 11-12. They'll take on the Yankees tonight in Tampa. Some news to report on the positive end. 2016 AL Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello, he's been named the opening day starter for the Red Sox as he'll face the Pittsburgh Pirates at Fenway for the first time in Porcello's career that he has made a start on opening day. So that's some good news on the pitching end. Again, we have some issues on the pitching end on the downside. We have David Price. He's obviously going to start the season on the disabled list, according to John Farrell. Price feeling better, throwing for flat ground from about 60 feet, but still no real timetable yet for him getting back up on a mound and trying to air it out. So we'll have to see how long this takes for Price. And then reliever Tyler Thornburg, he's experienced some shoulder soreness. Of course, Thornburg came in the trade in the offseason with the Milwaukee Brewers for first baseman Travis Shaw.
Yeah. You know, Andy, I know you've been tracking some of the performances of the Red Sox pitchers. Maybe you can put them into some context for us if you go back a few days and look at what they've done as we're closing down near the end of spring training, but obviously still some more time.
Well, first we'll start off with, a little bit of potential injury news as well regarding Drew Pomerantz. He had two outings last week, first of which was on Tuesday, gave up a couple runs and two innings of work in his first outing of the spring, giving up a couple home runs. Then he gets back on the mound on Sunday, last just two innings against the Twins. He had to leave after leaving with left tricep tightness, but he says that's from a mechanical flaw that caused that issue, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. Of course, last year, Pomerantz did have an elbow injury. He received an injection in the offseason to help clear that, so we'll have to keep a close eye on that because, there's another potential starting pitcher that could be heading to the disabled list. On the bright end of the pitching staff right now, we have to look toward Eduardo Rodriguez. He made two starts last week. He gave up a run, four innings against the Phillies earlier in the week. Then he came back on Friday, and he blanked the Houston Astros for four innings. So Rodriguez is rounding into shape as the season about to begin. And also we want to look at Stephen Wright, who's coming off an injury as well in his shoulder from last year. He had two outings as well last week. Pitched five scoreless innings overall, two innings in one game on last Monday. Then he came back on Saturday with three more scoreless innings. So that's also another positive note for the Red Sox pitching staff. And kind of an under-the-radar guy at this point is a free agent acquisition the Sox picked up in the offseason, Kyle Kendrick. He's now 3-0 on the spring after beating the Baltimore Orioles yesterday. He had a streak of 15 scoreless innings. Yesterday, he did give up two runs in five innings against the Orioles, but he's someone that Red Sox fans may see on the mound depending on the situation with players heading on to the disabled list at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, sounds like they might need an extra arm here, and maybe that's the guy. As far as other roster moves or so on, we're also getting close to figuring out not necessarily who the starters are at various positions, but who utility infielders and positions like that. Is there news on that front on backup outfielders, utility infielders, and that right now?
Well, as you're saying, Bill, like obviously that's the first spot of the roster that there's really any battling for positions over because your starting nine is pretty much set in stone at this point. But one guy making a case for himself is infielder Marco Hernandez, who the Red Sox picked up in a trade from the Chicago Cubs a couple years back for the immortal Felix Dubron. He did appear in some games for the Sox last year in the utility role. This so far in spring training, he's batting .415, six RBIs, he has four triples, two stolen bases. So he's definitely trying to make the push to make the roster. Of course, he's battling the likes of Brock Holt, Jeff Rutledge, and Devin Marrero for that backup infielder spot as the season gets underway. So that's making it a little interesting in the backup infield situation. Also, Holt, of course, can play in the outfield. So he'll be on the team, of course, Brock Holt, because he can play the infield and the outfield. And as for maybe a fifth outfielder, you're looking at, to see what's really going to go on with a couple guys from Pawtucket, including Steve Selsky, who they picked up from the Cincinnati Reds in the offseason, and Bryce Brentz, who's been a AAA member for the Red Sox the last few years, made a couple cups of coffee with the team, so let's see if one of those extra guys stick as well.
All right, well, take us through our MLB notes, because I think they begin with the WBC and also the Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts participating in that tournament.
Well, he's no longer participating in that tournament, Bill. Last night, the semifinals of the WBC got underway at Dodger Stadium, and Bogaerts' team, the Netherlands, lost to Puerto Rico 4-3 in 11 innings, and that'll set the stage tonight for the other semifinal matchup at Dodger Stadium between the United States and Japan. And the winner of that game will take on Puerto Rico in the finals from Dodger Stadium on Wednesday night. Another little side note from the WBC. I don't know how many people are paying attention to this tournament or not. It seems to be gaining a little bit of steam over the previous years that they've held this. but kind of an interesting note that Royals catcher Salvador Perez, playing for Venezuela, he was hurt on a collision at home plate, and he was hit in that collision by his teammate, Royals backup catcher Sal Butera, who was playing for Team Italy. So now it's a question if Perez will start the season on the disabled list. If he does, the man who ran into him, Sal Butera, becomes a starting catcher for the Royals. I thought that was kind of an interesting little side note on that WBC play.
Help yourself out there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Anything else going on around Major League Baseball? I know there's some names in the news as well, including Pete Rose.
Yeah, Pete Rose is making some noise. He's always entertaining, as they say. He's just basically saying right now the Yankees are just cut bait and make a trade right now for Tampa Bay Rays third baseman Evan Longoria. Of course, Rose feeling that the Yankees have a hole at that position and they're not too far from contending and get the veteran presence on the roster with a lot of young players on the team. So to see if that plays out. Also, the Yankees reportedly back in trade talks with the Chicago White Sox for left-handed starting pitcher Jose Quintana. Also, his former Red Sox prospect Johan Moncada had a big week last week, hitting 3 home runs. So question will be, will he start the season on the big league roster or spend some time at AAA before coming back up at some point this season? But, of course, Red Sox fans will hear that name for quite a few years to come after the big Chris Sale trade.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andy, anything else to close it out for this week's edition of the Baseball Insider?
Well, former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow, he's been officially sent to single-A by the New York Mets. No big surprise there. Question is, how long will he continue at that level before maybe hanging it up? And former Red Sox catcher David Ross, he took to the stage last night with Dancing with the Stars and received the highest score of the evening. And then a little bit of statistical news here, which is kind of interesting, a little side note. Only 2 players in Red Sox history had over 300 total bases in a season, with at least 30 home runs and 25 stolen bases. Obviously, Mookie Betts did it last year, and if you had to place another guess out there, you'd have to go back to 2011 with Jacoby Ellsbury.
All right, we got to hear that one more time from you, Andy, because that's 2 players in Red Sox history that have over 300 total bases in a season and at least 30 home runs and 25 stolen bases. Does that sound right?
That is the way we should update that. Yes, yep. Only 2 players in Red Sox history, over 300 total bases in a season with at least 30 home runs and at least 25 stolen bases in that season. Mookie Betts last year, Jacoby Ellsbury in 2011.
Well, that stat, I mean, until a few years ago, the Red Sox have never had that much speed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, times are changing, I guess, Bill, eventually.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and have a great week.
Sounds great, Bill.
Andy Carboni, our Baseball Insider, with us. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.